We start off with a quick concept review, just getting to understand what the project's all about, and then we come out there and take a look at it. At least for us, it's important to come out there and take a look at it, because our focus is not just on the geology of the project, you know, real data and all that, but it's also on the community, community around the mine, you know, impact, sustainability. And so we like to be able to come out there, take a look, get our proof study, understand what's going on the ground, and then come back to get our approvals in place. One item I just want to point out there is public disclosure. We are a public institution, so you know, we need to disclose to the public all the potential projects we're going to get involved in or investing, and we do that by disclosing that on our website. So for example, some of you who are on the trade side, vendors, if you're interested in knowing which projects IOC is financing, and therefore you maybe want to, you know, follow up and speak to them about, you know, getting into a relationship with them, you can go to the IOC website and just look up the projects that IOC is proposed to invest in, and you'll be able to see that. And that's what I call a public disclosure. We are required to do that for at least 30 days before our board approves the investment in the project. Shortly after, that's followed up by some legal documentation. Typically, it's a subscription agreement of some sort, you know, and after, shortly after board approval, then you get the agreement signed and dispersed. So that's just a snapshot of what it takes.